Hello and welcome to beautiful Rancho Cucamonga, California at Lone Mart Field for game 3 of 6 between the visiting and your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Game 3 of 6, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on FresnoGrizzlies.com. My name is Stephen Rice, bringing you the play-by-play tonight in lead of Doug Greenwald. Hopefully, Doug, you're feeling a little bit better. Can't wait to your back in the booth. But tonight we have a great matchup for you between your Fresno Grizzlies and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The Grizzlies come in with a record of 52-31 and the second half record of 11-6. Both are best in the California League and best in the California League Northern Division. Your Grizzlies have already clinched a playoff berth and they will await their opponent for September. On the other side, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, they come in with a record of 43-40 overall, with a 7-10 record here in the second half. That 43-40 record is second best in the California Southern Division, and that 7-10 record is unfortunately fourth in the California Southern Division. The Lake Elsinore Storm clinched the first half, and that's right now it's up for grabs in that California League Southern Division. As we said, game 3 of 6 between these two clubs, and they have split the first two games of this series. Rancho Cucamonga took game 1 by a final score of 13-8. Rancho Cucamonga had a great job at the plate, 11 hits, but they also walked 13 times and held on to beat the Grizzlies 13-8, despite the Grizzlies hitting 4 home runs. But last night, the Grizzlies got their revenge with a 9-4 win, and that it was a big one, a 3-run double by A.J. Lewis in the top of the 7th. Luis Amoroso out of the pen. 3 perfect innings, and the Grizzlies held on to win 9-4. Case Williams picked up his league-leading 8th win in the process. The Grizzlies look to continue their hot ways. In the month of July, the Grizzlies are 8-3, the best stretch of anyone in the California League Northern Division. So that brings us to tonight for game 3 of this series, and boy, we have a great pitching matchup for you. A pair of young prospects between the Grizzlies and the Quakes, and it'll start with the Grizzlies right-hander and McCade Brown, who comes in with a record of 2-3 and a 4.32 ERA. McCade Brown recently was awarded the California League Pitcher of the Month for June after having a sub-3 ERA, and the league had a very tough average against him. They hit 194 against the right-hander, and McCade Brown, a great start his last time out against San Jose. We'll talk a little bit about that later. But tonight, he is fared against the right-hander Joel Ibarra, who will be making his Rancho Cucamonga and Quakes debut, just called up from the Arizona Complex League. He will get the start for the first time today. A little bit of info about him, but a hard-throwing right-hander who apparently was an infielder prior to converting to a pitcher. So a great pitching matchup, a beautiful evening here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. The umpires talking with the coaches as we get ready for first pitch here at Lone Mart Field. 6:30 starting lineups, the national anthem, and of course the first pitch between your Fresno Grizzlies and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. We'll be back on FresnoGrizzlies.com and MILB Stream, guys. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. Hello and welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in beautiful Rancho Cucamonga, California for game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The Grizzlies and the Quakes have split the first two games of the series as we get ready for first pitch and a beautiful night here at Lone Mart Field. It's time for the starting lineups presented by Toyota for your Fresno Grizzlies. Adiel Amador, the shortstop, will lead things off. Second baseman Juan Brito will bat second. The right fielder, Yankiel Fernandez, he will hit third. Juan Guerrero, the center fielder, bats fourth. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Zach Kokoska. Batting sixth, the catcher, Braxton Fulford. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ben Semps. Batting eighth is the DH, Yorvis Torrealba. And batting ninth, the first baseman, A.J. Lewis. And on the bump is the right-hander in McCade Brown. And that lineup brought to you by Toyota and manager Robinson Cancel in his second season at the helm for your Grizzlies. As the Quakes start taking the field, we'll get ready for the national anthem. We'll quickly go through the Dodgers lineup, or the Quakes lineup, led by manager John Shoemaker. And here is what he has at shortstop, Austin Gauthier. Center fielder, Jake Vogel. Right fielder, Damon Keith. Left fielder, Junior Garcia. Designated hitter, Luis Rodriguez, he'll bat fifth. Catcher, Griffin Lockwood Powell, bat sixth. Luis Diaz, the third baseman, bat seventh. Julio Carrion, the first baseman, bats eighth. And the second baseman, Kenneth Betancourt, bats ninth. It's now time to go down to the field for the national anthem. An amazing national anthem to get us started for baseball here at Lone Mart Field. Game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on FresnoGrizzlies.com and MILB Stream, guys. My name is Stephen Rice, bringing you the play-by-play in lead of Doug Greenwald. Doug, hopefully you're feeling a little bit better. We can't wait to have you back in the booth. Great night for baseball here in Rancho Cucamonga. The third time ever the Fresno Grizzlies have played here in Rancho Cucamonga. And the Grizzlies, wearing their grays, get ready for first pitch against the right-hander in Joel Ibarra. We have a great pitching matchup for game in Joel Ibarra. The Quakes wearing their blue uniforms today. They have their blue caps, white pants, and a couple of players wearing their socks up. While the Grizzlies are in the gray, they have their black caps with the F logo on it for tonight's contest. So again, here comes the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies under manager Robinson Cancel, presented by Toyota. Leading off, the shortstop, Adiel Amador. Batting second, the second baseman, Juan Brito. Right fielder, Yankiel Fernandez, he'll bat third. Juan Guerrero, the center fielder, he'll bat fourth. Zach Acosta, the left fielder, bats fifth. Braxton Fulford, the catcher, he'll bat sixth. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ben Sims. Birthday man, Yorvis Torrealba, he'll bat eighth at the DH spot. And batting ninth, the first baseman, A.J. Lewis. And on the bump for Fresno is the right-hander, McCade Brown, who comes in with a record of 2-3 and a 4.32 ERA. For Rancho Cucamonga, under manager John Shoemaker, will be the shortstop, Austin Gauthier. Batting second, the center fielder, Jake Vogel. Damon Keith, the right fielder, bats third, followed by the left fielder, Junior Garcia. Batting fifth, the designated hitter in Luis Rodriguez. Griffin Lockwood Powell, he'll bat sixth at catcher. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Luis Diaz. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Julio Carrion. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Kenneth Betancourt. And on the bump, the right-hander making his first start with the Quakes is the right-hander, Joel Ibarra, I-B-A-R-R-A. Our home plate umpire, Shin Koishizawa. And on the bases, Brandon Tipton. As Adiel Amador will stride to the plate, and we are ready for first pitch. From the full windup, here comes the pitch from Ibarra. And he will take it for a called strike on the inner half of the plate, and we are underway here at Lomart Field. Here comes the second pitch from Ibarra, and it's inside for a ball as Amador waves out of the way, and the count now for baseball here in Rancho Cucamonga. Here comes the 1-1 from Ibarra. And it's a ground ball that's going to go to the second baseman. Ben Corn, a couple bounces over to first base, gets the speedy Amador for the first out of the inning. And it'll bring up the second baseman in Juan Brito. First pitch tonight, 6:32 p.m. So 2 minutes behind schedule, 85 degrees. And clear skies for baseball. Again, a perfect night here in Rancho Cucamonga. Here comes the next pitch, and it is inside for a ball. And the count of 1-1 and no strikes to Juan Brito. Here comes the next pitch to Brito, and he fouls it to the backstop. And the count of 1-1. A little bit of shadows that you'll see here in the first couple of innings. Right now, they're creeping towards the third base box and manager Robinson Cancel. And a little bit in left center as well. Here's the 1-1, and it's called a strike on the inner half of the play. And the count now 1-2. Good pitch from Ibarra. And it's 1-2 to Juan Brito. Here comes the 1-2 to Brito. And a fly ball to right field. It's high, and it's going to stay in the park. Coming in now a couple feet is the right fielder, Keith. He'll reach up and make the play for the second out of the inning. Two outs now, and he'll bring up the right fielder in Yankiel Fernandez. Fernandez comes in hitting .257, 11 home runs, 53 RBI. Against the right-hander, Ibarra. As you said, Robinson Cancel is the third base coach for Fresno. Over at first base is the bench coach, Steve Solis. Here's the pitch. And Fernandez takes a strike on the outer half of the plate. And the count of 0-1. Here comes the 0-1. And it is in there. Another called strike. And the count at 0-2. Fernandez not happy with that call. And now he's behind the count as Ibarra looks for a 1-2-3 inning. Here's the 0-2. And it swung on and missed, and Ibarra a 1-2-3 inning. High fastball gets past the bat of Fernandez, and the Quakes will come up to the plate. No runs for the Grizzlies. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball right here on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Game 3 of 6 between the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and your Fresno Grizzlies. 0-0 our score here in the bottom of the first. And McCade Brown will take his first chance against the top of the Quakes lineup. Austin Gauthier will lead things off, the shortstop. The Grizzlies coming with a record of 52-31, 11-6 in California League North, and best overall in the California League. Here comes Brown from the windup, and the first pitch is flown foul and out of play, and the count at no balls and one strike from the right-hander in McCade Brown. Brown comes in with a record of 2-3 and a 4.32 ERA. Here comes the 0-1. It's a slider outside, and the count at one ball and one strike. McCade Brown is 6'6", 225 pounds, third-round draft pick in 2021 by Colorado. As a 1-1 offering, it's an off-speed pitch in there for a called strike, and the count at 1-2. McCade Brown went to Indiana. Here comes the 1-2 as it is low for a ball. A fastball there, and the count at 2-2. And Brown from Normal, Illinois. Played last year in the ACL Rockies. Here's the 2-2, and it's a slider that misses way outside, and the count now runs full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. For the Quakes, they come with a record of 43-40, 7-10 here in the second half. Here's the 3-2, and it's a high chopper up the middle. Brito's going to make the play. He reaches over across the bag, throws over to first in time, and that is an out as Gauthier is retired. 4-3 on the put out. Great play by Brito, ranging towards the shortstop and the second base bag. He got on a couple bounces, made a nice little sidearm throw over the first baseman, Lewis, and that will be the first out. He'll bring up the center fielder in Jake Vogel. Brown working quickly. Here's the pitch, and it swung on a miss, an off-speed pitch in there for a called strike. The count of no balls and one strike past the bat of Jake Vogel. Here's the 0-1. And it's fouled away to the right side. It's 0-2. The Quakes' 43-40 record is second best in the California League Southern Division. And their 7-10 mark is last in the Southern Division here in the second half. As that's a chopper over to the third baseman, Ben Semmes. Semmes throws it over to Lewis and beats him by a couple steps for the second out. 5-3 on the put. And Damon Keith. Damon Keith comes in hitting 297, 10 home runs, 55 RBI. First pitch to him is fouled off, a little chopper to the backstop, and the count of no balls and one strike as McCade Brown looks for a 1-2-3 inning. Here's the next pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. Fastball at 93 on the inner half of the plate, and it's 0-2. And Brown already quickly ready to go. Here comes the pitch. And it's a high off-speed pitch inside to Keith, and the count at 1-2. Here's the 1-2. And it's fouled again to the backstop, and we'll do it again with the same count. One ball, two strikes, two outs, 0-0 score here in the bottom of the first, just underway at Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Last night, the Grizzlies won by a score of 9-4. Case Williams picked up his 8th win of the season. Edgardo Henriquez, the loss, he went 2-3. And Omarosa to save his first, as that pitch is in the dirt. The count at 2-2, no says the first base umpire, and we'll do it again with the same count. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Time of the game yesterday, 2 hours, 28 minutes, as the 2-2 is right down the middle, and Brown with a 1-2-3 inning. Grizzlies coming back up to the plate as we head to the top of the second. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Top of the second, 0-0 our score between your Fresno Grizzlies and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Game three of this six-game series and the last series before the All-Star break, as both teams will enjoy 4 days off before returning back to action on July 22nd. Juan Guerrero will step in the box, and here's the first pitch to him. It's a fastball in the inner half of the plate and low, and the count at 1-0 to Juan Guerrero. Guerrero plays center field tonight, batting 290, 10 home runs, 59 RBI. Here's the 1-0, and it's fouled off, and it's going to come right close to here. Ah, no play chance there. One ball, one strike here in the top of the second. Here comes the next pitch from the right-hander in Ibarra. And it's a fastball ripped back up the middle. Base hit Juan Guerrero. And the Grizzlies have their first hit of the night as Guerrero stays hot at the plate. And just like that, the Grizzlies are in business here as they'll bring up the left fielder, Zach Kokoska. 243, 9 home runs, 25 RBIs. So Joel Ibarra is the pitcher tonight for Rancho Cucamonga. This is his Rancho Cucamonga debut as he joins the Quakes from the Arizona Complex League. Comes the first pitch to Kokoska as he fouls it and sprays it to the left side, and the count at no balls and one strike. Ibarra compiled a 2-1 mark with a 2.12 ERA in 9 games and 17 innings this year in the ACL. And he was converted from an infielder in 2019. Here comes the 0-1. That pitch is inside, and the count at one ball and one strike. The reason he converted, he hit 177 in 130 at-bats in the Mexican League and was signed by the Dodgers out of Mexico in 2019. But so far, we've seen a live arm from Ibarra. Guerrero leads from first. Here's the 1-1. And a big swing from Kokoska, but that ball was at his feet. The count now at 1-2. Tough pitch buried in on Kokoska. The count now 1-2. Scheduled to go after Ibarra today will be Jermy Rosario, who is the projected starter prior to Ibarra being added to the roster today by Rancho Cucamonga. The only transaction by both teams today. Here's the 1-2, and that is low for a ball. Good off-speed pitch, Kokoska laying off, and the count at 2-2. Just underway here in Rancho Cucamonga. Top of the second, no score. Guerrero again leads from first. Here's the pitch, and it's a high pop-up. This is going to stay on the infield. It's going to be in foul territory, possibly for the third baseman, and Diaz, he will range and make the play for the first out of the inning. So now we'll bring up the catcher in Braxton, full 76, 6 home runs and 29 RBIs for the main backstop for Fresno. Third straight game Fulford has played, probably scheduled for an off day tomorrow, as Ibarra looks in for a sign, he'll come set around the belly. Here's the pitch. And a slider that just misses in the count of 1-0. As Guerrero will lead off from first, just underway here at Lone Mart Field. Here comes the 1-0. And Fulford takes a strike right down the middle in the count of 1-1. Third game of this series, 6:30 tomorrow, 6:30 on Saturday, 5 o'clock on Sunday, and then we will head into the All-Star break before the Grizzlies return home on July 22nd. Here's the pitch to Fulford. He fouls off an off-speed pitch on the inner half of the plate. The count goes to 1-2. The Grizzlies return home on July 22nd. It will be a 3-game series against the Stockton Ports, the Oakland Athletics affiliate. And it'll be Tacos Weekend. The Grizzlies will transform into the Fresno Tacos wearing some alternate cutoff jerseys. Here's the pitch, and it's going to hit Fulford, and it'll make runners at first and second with one out. And on cue, Braxton Fulford hit by a pitch. This is the second time Fulford's been hit in this series, and the Grizzlies now have 80 hit-by-pitches this season, just trailing by two to the Great Lakes Loons for best in minor league baseball in that category, as they'll bring on the third baseman in Ben Sems. So going back, the Grizzlies will become the Tacos July 22nd, July 23rd, July 24th, three-day weekend against the Stockton Ports. And it's a high pop-up, and again, similar to the one from Kokoska, it's going to be the third baseman, Diaz, and again, similar play, he will make the catch. So two outs now, runners at first and second, no score, and I'll bring up the birthday boy in the designated hitter, Yorvis Torrealba. 25 years old today for Torrealba. But the Tacos will be having some alternate uniforms. They are sleeveless. Black and purple, and you do not want to miss it. Come check out your Fresno Tacos. Beautiful hat, beautiful gear. Come rock it yourself. Here comes the pitch. And it's a high chopper, and this is going to go to the third baseman, Diaz. It's going to be a tough play over to first. He gets Torrealba by a step to end the inning. Diaz was busy over at third base, and the Quakes get out of the jam. We head to the bottom of the second. No score here in Rancho Cucamonga. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Game three of this six-game series between the Grizzlies and Quakes. We're scoreless here in the bottom of the second. McCade Brown back out as he will take on 4-5-6 of the Rancho Cucamonga lineup. Left fielder Junior Garcia will lead things off for Rancho Cucamonga. Here comes the first pitch from the right-hander Brown, and it's a high pop-up that's going to stay on the infield. It's going to be right around the pitcher's mound and caught by the third baseman, Ben Sems, who comes rushing in. He called off McCade Brown at the last second and almost a collision between Sems and Brown. But luckily for everyone involved, the out is made and no one got hurt. First out of the inning, as we'll bring up the designated hitter in Luis Rodriguez. For McCade Brown, he's the Rockies' number 28 overall prospect. This is his 11th start in a Fresno uniform, as the first pitch is a slider that misses on the outer half of the plate, and the count of one ball and no strikes. Here comes the second pitch from Brown, and another slider misses outside, and it's 2-0. Brown was named California League Pitcher of the Month for June after going 1-1. As that pitch is lined towards the right field corner, and it's going to land fair. That's going to go towards the wall. On a bounce, it's going to be the right fielder Fernandez picking it up. And it is a standing double for Luis Rodriguez. So Rodriguez gets a double there One out hit, and he'll bring up the catcher, Griffin Lockwood Powell. But Brown went 1-1, a 2.39 ERA over five starts in June in innings, and held opponents to a league-best 194 average. Here's the pitch from Brown, and it's a fastball inner half as Powell ducks out of the way in the count of one ball and no strikes. Brown looks in. It's a shadow starting to creep now towards the pitcher's mound. Here's the 1-0. And a perfect pitch in there for a call strike right down the middle on an off-speed pitch in the count at 1-1. As Rosario starts to get loose down in the Quakes' pen, Ibarra was only projected to go two innings today. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled to the right side on the fastball. And it's now one ball and two strikes. For Brown, led the league with 39 strikeouts in the month of June, fanned eight or more batters in his last three June starts, including a season-high 10 on June 23rd versus Modesto. Here's the pitch, and again, foul to the right side now to play on a fastball. We'll do with the same count. One ball, two strikes. Brown, a 2021 third-round draft pick. So he joined the team on May 2nd after spending the first month down in the Arizona complex. Here's the 1-2, and a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, says the home plate umpire. And Lockwood Powell down on strikes. Second strikeout for Brown tonight. A guy who can really pound the strike zone. And he'll bring up the third baseman, Luis Diaz. Going back to the 10 strikeouts against Modesto in that start, as Brown's first pitch is outside for a ball in the count at 1-0. Not only is the most for Brown in his career, it's the most by a Fresno Grizzlies starter this season. As he checks on the runner at second, here's the pitch. And it's fouled to the backstop, and the count now at 1-1. No score here in the bottom of the second, just underway here at Lone Mart Field in beautiful Rancho Cucamonga, California. Quakes, two outs, but they have a runner in scoring, the right-hander, McCade Brown. Comes the 1-1, and a slider just outside in the count of 2-1 from McCade Brown, who stands 6 feet 6 inches, the tallest pitcher and player on this team. He'll come set around the chest. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled to the right side and out of play, and the count now 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCade Brown, if there's kind of a comparison when it comes to his build, is former Grizzlies right-hander, Andrew Cowan. Cowan was 6 feet, 8 inches. Brown a little bit shorter than that. Good build from the right-hander as the 2-2 again. Fouled right back and out of play. 94 miles per hour from the right-hander. And we'll do it again with the same count. But Brown, really good size for a young man, only 21 years old. Here's a 2-2, and a slider gets him swinging to end the inning. Brown gets out of the jam as we head to the third. No score here in Rancho Cucamonga. We'll be back on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Top of the third, we are scoreless between the Grizzlies and the Quakes. A new pitcher for Rancho Cucamonga is the right-hander number 34, Jermaine Rosario. 6'1", 175 pounds. Born May 8th, 2002, as the first pitch is swung on and fouled away from A.J. Lewis, the first baseman, hits in the nine hole for the Grizzlies. So as projected, Joel Ibarg only going two innings. A good two innings for the right-hander in his debut for Rancho Cucamonga. That pitch is fouled off, and it will go to no balls and two strikes. For Ibarra, two innings, one hit, no runs, no walks, one strikeout, and one hit by pitch. Here's the 0-2, as that's a liner to left field, right at the left fielder in Garcia, and Lewis is retired. No runs, one hit, no errors for both teams. Here in the top of the third, he'll bring up the leadoff hitter in Adiel Amador. Amador grounded out in his first at-bat against Jermaine Rosario, the right-hander. Here's the next, or the first pitch to Amador, and he swings and misses in a pitch in the dirt. For Rosario, 2-6, 7.84 ERA, as that pitch is a high chopper and is going to go just foul down the right field line. It's now 0-2. Good chase by the first baseman and carry-on. Rosario, this is his 17th game, his third out of the pen, 49.1 innings, 57 hits, 43 earned runs, 39 walks, and 57 strikeouts for the right-hander. So for the second straight game, the Dodgers, or the Quakes, going back-to-back after the Dodgers made some transactions. As that pitch is outside, and the count at 1-2 to Amador. So Dodgers making the transactions. The Quakes then change up the rotation just a tad bit, as that is a ground ball to the first baseman. They're going to flip over to Rosario covering for the out. Goes 3-1 on the put out, and Amador for the second time today is retired. And I'll bring up the second baseman in Juan Brito. Brito was a flyout victim back in the first. Juan Brito, 259 average, 5 home runs, 36 RBI. Here's the pitch to Brito. It's an off-speed pitch and high in the zone. The count at 1-1 and no strikes. Brito, 20 years old, 5'11", 162 pounds, from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, as the off-speed pitch dances on the outer half of the plate for a called strike, and the count at 1-1. Good pitch from Rosario. Here comes the 1-1. And it's low for a ball and a fastball, inner half of the plate, and the count at 2-1. To Juan Brito, Sox up for Brito, the Grizzlies in the gray, the Quakes in the blue. Here's a 2-1. And it's a high chopper. This is going to be to the shortstop, Gauthier, who will reign. Grizzlies go down 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the third. No score here in Rancho Cucamonga. Welcome back to the bottom of the third here in Lone Mart Field between your Fresno Grizzlies and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. First pitch from McCade Brown is a high fastball on the inner half of the plate. No, says the first base umpire, Brandon Tipton, on the check swing and the count at 1-0 to Julio Carrion, the first baseman. Here's the next pitch, and it's swung on and missed. A fastball that darts past the bat of Carrion and the count at 1-1. And a fastball in there, and it's now 1-2. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on FresnoGrizzlies.com. My name is Stephen Rice, bringing you the play-by-play and lead of Doug Greenwald. Doug, hopefully you're feeling a little bit better. Can't wait to have you back on the mic as the 1-2 pitch is a slider outside, and the count now 2 balls and 2 strikes to the first baseman in Carrion. Here's the pitch, and a fastball just misses on the outer half of the plate, and the count now at 3-2. Good sizzle there from Brown. Comes the 3-2. And it's a fastball ripped right back up the middle. Base hit to center field. And a good piece of hitting there from the first baseman. And for the first time tonight, the Quakes have their leadoff man on. Second hit allowed by Brown, as they'll bring up the second baseman and nine-hole hitter, Kenneth Bedencourt. Bedencourt comes in hitting 280, 4 home runs, 37 RBI. As Brown will come set. Here's the pitch from the right-hander. And it's a high fly ball to right field. Fernandez going back, still going back. He is now at the track and will reach up and make the catch for the first out. Loud first out by Bedencourt. Scampering back to first base is Carrion. And he'll now bring up the shortstop in Austin Gauthier, who is 0 for 1 today. So this is the first trip for the Grizzlies ever to Rancho Cucamonga. Beautiful ballpark. Here comes the pitch. It's a slider that misses on the inner half of the zone. The count at 1-0. Second meeting between the clubs this season, but the first one for Fresno here, Rancho Cucamonga, ever. As that is a called strike. The count at 1-1. A fastball that gets in there for Brown. Last year, Rancho Cucamonga visited Fresno in their only series during the July 4th weekend. Here comes the 1-1, and it's a slider. This is going to be a tough ball. It's going to go into left field. Base hit. Amador couldn't get there in time. Now, I'm going to bring up the center fielder, Jake Vogel. Third hit now for Rancho Cucamonga. And here's Vogel. And then Rancho Cucamonga visited Fresno earlier this season in late May. And coming to this series, the Grizzlies had won 4 of 6 and then 5 of 6. So a 9-3 record coming to this series. Now 10-4 for Fresno. And playing only their third game here ever at Lone Mart Field. As the first pitch is a fastball right down the middle at 93. And the count at 0 balls and 1 strike. Runners at first and second. 1 out in the inning. 0-0 here in the bottom of the third. And it's a fastball just low and outside. The count of 1-1. For the Grizzlies, this is their 38th stadium they have played at. As that pitch is a high fly ball to left field. That's going back. It is gone. Vogel crushed that one, and it's 3-0 Rancho Cucamonga. So Vogel crushes the 3-run homer to left field. There was a no-doubter about that one. And it'll bring up the right fielder in Damon Keith. 3-0 now Rancho here in the bottom of the third. But going back to the Grizzlies, have now played at 38 stadiums, which include all the way from Albuquerque to Lincoln, Nebraska. As that pitch is low and the count at 1 ball, no strikes. In 2004, Fresno played a road series in Yuma, Arizona against Edmonton, and then one game in Lincoln against Omaha. As the fastball gets past the bat of Keith and the count at wider that misses inside and the count at 2-1 to Damon Keith. Only one out here in the bottom of the third. 3-0 Quakes. Here's the pitch. And it's a hard chopper. That's going to get in the left field, a base hit. Three straight hits now and the fourth one this inning for Rancho Cucamonga. And just like that, they're in business once again as the left fielder Junior Garcia will come to the plate. The Grizzlies have also played in places like Calgary, Colorado Springs, Pac Bell Park in San Francisco, Stockton, Tucson, Vancouver, Iowa, Lake Elsinore, as there will be a mound visit here from Mark Brewer. But their 38th ballpark here in Rancho Cucamonga. The Quakes started playing in Rancho Cucamonga in 1993 after relocating from San Bernardino. The team moved into the epicenter on April 1st, 1993. The Quakes played their first game at the stadium on April 8th against the High Desert Mavericks, winning 7-3. The Quakes continue to play their home games at the stadium, which is now renamed Lone Mart Field. After being an affiliate of the Padres for the first 8 years in Rancho Cucamonga, the team swapped affiliations with the Lake Elsinore Storm beginning in the 2001 season. For the next 10 years, the Quakes were affiliated with the Angels. And then after that season, the Quakes changed affiliations, joining the Dodgers system. And they've been with the Dodgers ever since 2011, where a lot of Dodgers go to rehab, including this year, like Clayton Kershaw. As the mound visit is complete by Mark Brewer. And here's Garcia. And it's a slider, and it's going to be a high pop-up. It's going to go into right field. It's going to be the center fielder now, Guerrero, as he will lose his cap and make the catch for the second out of the inning. So now two outs in the inning, and it'll bring up the designated hitter, Luis Rodriguez. McCade Brown going to try to get out of this inning without more damage. He'll check on the runner, Keith, back at first. He's back safely with a head-first dive. And going back to that Vogel home run, it was his first of the season. RBIs 22, 23, and 24. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off to the backstop. And the count now, and no balls and one strike. But this series, both teams have been very good offensively. The two of the best teams in single A in offense. Here comes the 0-1. And it swung on a miss. And Fulford going to check on the runner, Keith. He is out at first base. And Fulford gets him over at first. What a throw from Braxton Fulford getting Keith over at first base. And that will end the inning. But it doesn't matter as Jake Vogel, a three-run homer, puts the Quakes out in front. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on FreselGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field, top of the fourth here in Rancho Cucamonga. Grizzlies trail the Quakes by a score of 3-0. Yankiel Fernandez will lead things off for Fresno. He's 0-1 today. Struck out back in the first inning. He'll take on the right-hander Rosario. He winds and deals, and big hack there by Fernandez comes up empty. And the count at no balls and one strike. So as we said in the previous inning, the Grizzlies and Quakes are ranked 1 and 2 in four different single-A offensive categories. As Fernandez fouls that pitch off and quickly 0-2 to Fernandez. These categories include batting average, RBI, hit by pitches, and OPS. Here comes the 0-2. And it's fouled towards the left side. Towards the Quakes dugout. And out of play. Fresno is ranked first with a .279 batting average. Rancho Cucamonga at .265. They've been hit by 79 hit by pitches, and Rancho Cucamonga 77. As that is swung on and missed. 96 high and away, and Fernandez for the second time down on strikes. And he's been the only batter tonight to K for Fresno, as they bring up the center fielder Juan Guerrero. The Grizzlies also lead Rancho Cucamonga with an .832 OPS, as the first pitch starts in there for a called strike, and the count at no balls and one strike. Rancho Cucamonga, an .812 OPS. Here comes the 0-1, and it's fouled to the screen, and the count now at 0-2. That bounced all the way back and caught by Lockwood Powell at the plate. The Quakes first in the league with 517 RBI. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on high chopper to the third baseman, and Dick Guerrero by a step for the second out of the inning. Goes 5-3 on the putout, and it'll bring up the left fielder, Zach Kokoska. And the Grizzlies and RBIs have 480. But the Grizzlies overall have been one of the best offensive teams in minor league baseball in general. So despite it being 3-0, lots of wind, the ball flies here, two good offenses. Expect a lot more runs than what we have tonight. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside for a ball. The count now at 2-0. Good crowd on hand. Thursday night baseball here in Rancho Cucamonga. Here comes the 2-0. And it's outside, and the count now at 3 balls and no strikes. Here comes the 3-0. And it's in there for a called strike. Good speed, 96 on the outer half of the plate, and it's now 3-1. Here comes the next pitch. And it's inside, ball four, a two-out walk to Zach Kokoska. And it'll bring up the catcher, Braxton Fulford. First walk issued towards Fresno hitting tonight, as Braxton Fulford will stride to the plate. For Braxton Fulford in this series, 3-for-7, a .429 clip, a double, a run, 2 walks, a hit by pitch, and 2 stolen bases. He was hit by his second hit by pitch back in the second. Currently leads the current Fresno team in hit by pitches as he flies one to center field. Still going back is Vogel. He will have plenty of room out there in right center. He'll reach up and make the catch. The Grizzlies trail 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Bottom of the fourth, Quakes lead the Grizzlies by a score of 3-0. As McCade Brown finishes his warm-up pitches. Three more games left in this series between the Grizzlies and the Quakes. Tomorrow night, Brian Castillo gets the ball for Fresno, and River Ryan gets the ball for Rancho Cucamonga. Here comes the first pitch to Rodriguez from Brown. It's a slider outside for a ball, and the count of one ball and no strikes. Shadows now in the sun, Fernandez. As that pitch is swung on and missed, 91 miles per hour in the upper half of the zone. It's now 1-1. So I came to the ballpark today around 2:30, 3 o'clock, as that pitch is high and the count of two balls and one strike. And a PSC worker stopped me and goes, "Did you feel that earthquake today?" Here comes a 2-1, and it's fouled to the backstop and out of play, and 2-2 now. And I go, "Well, what are you talking about?" And I'm thinking he's just playing a joke, you know, the Quakes. Earthquake, I get it. You know, he's trying to rumble up a joke here or something. No, apparently there was an earthquake today. 3.2 here in Rancho Cucamonga. I don't know how many people felt it. I didn't feel it earlier today in the hotel or anything like that. But apparently there was an earthquake here. As here's the 3-2, and it's just outside. The fastball at 93 misses, and it's a leadoff walk to Luis Rodriguez. He has now reached base twice today. First walk by McCade Brown. That was a ring up the catcher in Griffin Lockwood Powell. So apparently there was an earthquake today. And it brings me back to 2019 when the Tacoma Rainiers were playing the Fresno Grizzlies at Chukchansey Park. And it started rumbling during the middle of the game. As a check on Rodriguez back at first, he's back safely, head first dive. And I remember specifically writing down the previous at-bat of what the guy did. So, for instance, like if Rodriguez walked, I'd be writing down walk in my scorebook. Here comes the first pitch now, and it's a strike 92 miles per hour in the outer half of the plate. And count it 0-1. And I remember feeling really dizzy and put my hands out to the sides of me and thought to myself, oh, man, I think I'm going to pass out kind of thing. Here's the 0-1. It's lying. Base hit to left center. Is going to get down, seeing that, and stopping now at second, though, is Rodriguez. Griffin Lockwood Powell has a base hit. Runners at first and second, and nobody down. Sixth hit now, for Rancho Cucamonga. And I'll bring up the third. So I remember putting my hands down, thinking I'm going to pass out. And I look up, and the whole stadium at Chukchansey Park is just swaying back and forth. The foul poles, the lights, it was one of the weirdest sensations I've ever been a part of. And I remember my brother, he was actually watching the Los Angeles Dodgers during that and said it was so weird seeing that happen at Dodger Stadium. So apparently there was a quake today, and apparently I missed it. And now the Quakes here are trying to score a little bit more. 3-0 they lead here in the bottom of the fourth. As that first pitch is inside, and the count of one ball and no strikes. From Brown to Luis Diaz, who was a strikeout victim back in the second. Speaking of Dodger Stadium, though, that's where the All-Star Game will be held this year. Here comes the 1-0, and it's a fastball right down the middle at 91 miles per hour from Brown. They'll also have the Futures Game, the Home Run Derby. It's going to be a very fun weekend at Dodger Stadium. I know talking to some people around here, too, that are going to the All-Star Game. As that pitch is grounded foul down the left field line. And the count now at 1-2. And a lot of fans here from the concession workers to a lot of the front office staff really excited about that All-Star game. And it'll really start with that Futures game on Saturday, July 16th, where two former Grizzlies will be represented. As that pitch is swung and fouled off. 79 on the slider. Just got past Fulford initially. I didn't think that Diaz touched it, but instead we'll do it at 1-2. So the Grizzlies will have two former Grizzlies will be representing that game. Actually, initially one now is Ezekiel Tovar has bowed out. He's currently on the injured list for Hartford. He was replaced today, but still being named initially, pretty big honor as that pitch is fouled off to the right side. And the count will remain 1-2. But Akis, the number one overall prospect, and 2021 Grizzlies star, as that pitch is swung on and missed, and down goes Diaz. That is now the fourth strikeout today for Brown, and it'll bring up the first baseman, Julio Carrion. So a big strikeout there for McCade Brown, and it'll bring up a guy who singled and scored, really started everything back in the third. 3-0 our score here in the bottom of the fourth, as the first pitch is outside for a ball and the count at 1-0. Veen last year was named the top prospect in the California League. Well, initially was known as the Low A West. Also was a player of the week after a video game series against the Stockton Ports. Here comes the 1-0 and is in there for a called strike, similar to the previous pitch, this time at 91, and the count now at 1-1 from McCade Brown. So Veen will represent the Rockies. A lot of other prospects will be there as well. Should be a lot of fun as the 1-1 is fouled off, and it'll be 1-2 now. You can watch the game. It will be a 7-inning contest at 4 p.m. Pacific time on Peacock or Sirius XM, and MLB Network will be producing the telecast and then re-airing the game at 6 a.m. Pacific time on Sunday. That's right, 6 a.m. Pacific time on Sunday. Here comes the 1-2, and it was fouled off at the plate by Carrion. Inside off-speed pitch from Brown. Couldn't tell initially if it hit him or if it was a foul ball, but the way that everyone reacted, a foul ball. So we'll do it again at 1-2. Here comes the pitch, and he swings and misses a fastball right past the bat of Carrion. And for the fifth time now, Brown has recorded a strikeout. Two outs in the inning now, runners at first and second. And I'll bring up the nine-hole hitter, second baseman Kenneth Bettencourt. And if Brown can get out of this jam, this should be a big cause for the... Brown comes set, here's the pitch. And it's in the dirt, it's going to get away from Fulford, seeing that and taking third. Great hustle by Rodriguez. No advance by Lockwood Powell, though, as he will stay at first base. I don't think he initially saw it bounce off of Fulford. It went towards the left side, towards the third base side of the field. It's now 1-0. Bettencourt 0-1 today, as that next pitch is inside. A fastball just rings it inside, and the count now at 2-0. It's a wild pitch, by the way, in that Rodriguez getting to third from McCade Brown. Here's the next pitch. It's a fly ball to left or right center field. Guerrero calling off everyone, and he'll reach up to the sky and make the catch. McCade Brown works out of trouble as we head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to the Grizzlies and the Quakes on FreslerGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Quakes lead the Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth by a score of 3-0. The Grizzlies only one hit so far today, as Ben Semmes will lead things off. And his first pitch he sees lines right to the shortstop, Gauthier. Perfect play right there by the shortstop. Did not even have to move. Great work by Semmes, though. Got a fastball he could handle right at the hands. Lined it perfectly. Unfortunately, Gauthier played him perfectly as well. So one pitch, one out. As we'll bring up the DH, Yorvis Torrealba. As Torrealba takes a called strike at 96 and counted no balls, one strike. The birthday boy, 25 years old today, Yorvis Torrealba. Happy birthday to him. A lot of energy from the kid today. Here's the 0-1. And it's a high chopper towards the first baseman, gobbled up and tagging the bases, Carrion. And now two quick outs as A.J. Lewis will now stride to the plate. A.J. Lewis last night had a career night for the Grizzlies. 2-for-4, 2 doubles, and 3 RBI. His bases clearing double in the 7th was the difference maker, really expanded the game and put the game out of reach as the Grizzlies won 9-4. His 2 doubles, as the first pitch to him, is inside at 90, and the count of 1-ball and no strikes. His 2 doubles and 3 RBIs are both career highs for the Chicago native. Here's the 1-0, and it's inside for a ball, and the count now at 2-0. Day, a lot of energy for him as well, like Torrealba. But Lewis, he said it was nice to kind of get the monkey off his back as the 2-0 is fouled off and is now 2-1. He said, you know, I was kind of in a rough stretch, and he said I finally needed to break it open. Both of Lewis's 3 RBI games in his career have come against the Quakes. The previous one back in May at Chancy Park, as the 2-1 is a fastball that clips the upper half of the zone. It's now 2-2. And Lewis, he said, you know, it's really nice, especially right before the All-Star break, where he gets to see some family and friends, as the 2-2 is a slider. Just misses high and away, and the count now full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes Rosario again. And it's a fastball to right field. Lewis got a good rip on it. At the wall, it is off the wall. Lewis now seeing it. He's going to have to hustle all the way back to first base. Thought about going for two, but great play by Keithan Wright. Hit off of the wall, but Lewis, it was perfectly played by Keith. Lewis had to take a big turn at first and then had to hustle all the way back while the ball was coming in. It's a 2-out hit, second hit now for Fresno today. And it'll bring up the leadoff hitter in Adiel Amador. The shortstop's 0-for-2 today. And Lewis just continues his hot hitting against the Quakes as that pitch is a ball on the inner half for Shin Koshizawa. The count's at 1-ball. And no strikes. Here comes the 1-0. And it's outside for a ball. And the count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Runner at first. 2 outs in the inning. Top of the 5th. 3-0 Quakes. Thanks to a 3-run homer from Vogel. Here's the pitch. And it's a high chopper. This is going to be tough play. Bencourt will make the play. Underhand toss to Carrion, and that will end the inning. Grizzlies come up empty again as we head to the bottom of the 5th. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Rancho Cucamonga, California, and Lone Mart Field. Bottom of the fifth, Grizzlies trail the Quakes by a score of 3-0. McCade Brown still pitching for Fresno, as he will take on Austin Gauthier. And the first pitch to the shortstop is a curveball in the inner half of the plate. The count at 0-1. Here comes the 0-1. And another off-speed pitch, but it gets the shortstop, and a leadoff hit by pitch. Second hit by pitch we've seen. And it'll bring up the center fielder, Jake Vogel, right now, who has the difference in this game. A three-run homer in his previous at-bat. As finally a right-hander starts to get loose down in the pen for Fresno, as that is a called strike, and the count at no balls in one strike to Jake Vogel. Fastball right there. It is a right-hander getting loose for Fresno. No action yet in the Quakes pen. Brown comes set. Here's the pitch. And it's an off-speed pitch that darts in there, and it's now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on and missed. An off-speed pitch in the dirt, and Vogel slams his hand into the bat as he's disappointed with himself for the first out of the inning. Sixth strikeout for McCade Brown. And he'll bring up the right fielder, Damon Keith. Want to give a couple shout-outs to some people listening back in Fresno, as the first pitch from Keith is fouled to the right side and out of play. First to the Fresno Grizzlies front office staff, including Director of Marketing and Communications, Jonathan Bravo. Thank you for tuning in, Jonathan. Also tuning in is Eric Bentley and Earl Triple tuning in tonight. Thank you both for listening to tonight's cast. Really appreciate it. As a check on the runner, back safely is Gauthier. 3-0 our score here in the bottom of the fifth. As an off-speed pitch gets in there, and it's 0-2. Nice pitch from Brown. And trying to get Keith here, one of the really good hitters here in the California League. Damon Keith, 10 home runs, 55 RBI. Here's the next pitch, and it's a fly ball to right field. And that is number 11. Right on cue, Damon Keith leaves the yard, and it's now 5-0 Quakes. As Damon Keith rounds the bases, it's now 5-0. Second home run of the game for Rancho Cucamonga. And just not an ideal pitch and location there from Brown. And Keith took it to right field where the ball just carries. It's now 5-0. As the next pitch is a ball to Junior Garcia. And it's 1-0. So both, or all five runs from home runs, as that's a tough ball for Brito. Backhand over to first base in time. Tough play from Brito. A one bouncer uses backhand behind the second base bag, and he sidearm threw it over to first base and got Garcia there. Goes 4-3 on the putout. Garcia now 0-3 tonight, as will bring up Luis Rodriguez, who's 1-for-1, a double and a walk. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. The count at 0-1, a fastball that just gets past the bat of Rodriguez. And everyone ready to go once again. And a big hack and comes up empty is Rodriguez on a slider in the dirt. And it's 0-2, time from Rodriguez as he'll try to recollect himself. Here's the pitch. And it's outside for a ball, and the count now at 1-2. Brown's on the ball well despite the two home runs he's allowed. It's gone in and out of trouble a couple times. But right now, the Grizzlies only two hits on the board. They trail 5-0 here in the fifth. And swing and a miss, and Brown gets his seventh strikeout of the night. But it's right before Damon Keith hits a two-run home run at right field, and the Quakes lead 5-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga. Top of the sixth, Grizzlies trail the Quakes 5-0. The offense needs to get going here as Juan Brito strides to the plate. And the first pitch from Rosario is in there for a call strike on the inner half of the plate. 95 on the fastball, and it's 0-1. Brito 0-2 tonight. Here's the next pitch to him, and it's a fastball outside, and the count at 1-1 to Juan Brito. Brito in this series is 4-8. As that pitch is high and away, and the count at 2-1. A double, 2 RBIs, 3 runs, 2 walks, and 2 stolen bases. Here's the 2-1. And it swung on and missed. Big hack there from Brito. He comes up empty, and it's 2-2. Though, so now a 400 clip as he checks his swing. He did not go around. The count now full, 3 balls, 2 strikes on a fastball high in the zone. As here's the offering now, and Brito fouls it to the backstop, and we'll do it again at the same count. As now really the whole field is now in the shade, as night's starting to fall here in Rancho. As that pitch is lined foul down the right field line, Brito almost had himself extra bases right there. Got his hands around on an inside fastball and put it down the right field line, just foul towards Steve Solis, the first base coach. Here comes the 3-2, and it's inside, ball 4. The off-speed pitch did not find the zone, and Brito draws the leadoff walk. As Yankiel Fernandez will come to the plate, Fernandez has struck out both times tonight. But Yankiel Fernandez is one of many prospects on this Rockies lineup. Adiel Amador, the leadoff hitter, is ranked 4th. Yankiel Fernandez, who's now at the plate, is ranked 20th, or ranked 16th, pardon me. As that pitch is in the dirt, Brito seeing that will take for second. And it's a wild pitch. As Brito gets to second base to Fernandez, so 1-0 the count. Fernandez is 16th, Juan Guerrero is 24th, and then tonight's starter McCade Brown, 28th. The Grizzlies also have a plethora of other guys, too, that are not playing tonight. Benny Montgomery, number 5. And Victor War is 29. That's a hard shot, hard ground ball towards the first baseman. A sharp ground ball. Great play by the first baseman in Carrion as he makes the play. Brito sees that. He goes to third. So one out, runner at third. As here comes Juan on the count at 1-0. So Fernandez retired. Tough ball right there to the first baseman, Carrion. Here's the next pitch. It's inside for a ball. And the count now at 2-0 to Guerrero, the 24th overall prospect for the Rockies. So 2 balls, no strikes. It's Brito at third now. And it's a foul ball. And it's going to go out of play. And the count now at 2-1 to Juan Guerrero, looking for RBI number 60 on the season. He's 1-2 today. Comes to 2-1. And Guerrero, line drive foul. As a fan in the front row, the ball right in front of the net there. And it's 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. 5-0 Quakes here in the top of the sixth. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for Fresno. Quakes, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. As that's inside for a ball, and the count now 3-2. It was an off-speed pitch just inside. And now the count runs full to Guerrero as Zach Kakosko waits on deck. Here comes the 3-2. And it's a high pop-up. Will it stay or will it go foul? And with the reaction of the crowd, it is in the seats. A 1 bouncer and a lucky souvenir for the Rancho Cucamonga faithful. We'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Juan Guerrero, his average now at 291, an 803 OPS, has really found himself over the past couple of weeks. comes to 3-2. And a line drive to left field. That's going to be not caught out there. It's going to score Brito easily. Juan Guerrero in a second base with a stand-up double. And the Grizzlies are finally on the board 5-1. That ball was crushed off the bat. And the left fielder could not get there. Bounced up against the wall. And Guerrero with the RBI there. He's now 2-for-3. And the Grizzlies are finally on the board. Guerrero got the fastball he could handle, drove it out to left field. Great piece of hitting for one of the hottest hitters in the California League right now. As Kakoska swings and fouls it at 95 miles per hour on the fastball. It's 0-1. Guerrero had a 12-game hit streak. From June 24th to July 8th. Then back-to-back games without a hit, but one of them was a pinch hit. So really one game without a hit. And then he's hit safely in both of these games. Three hits on Tuesday, and then one hit yesterday. Had an RBI in both of the games so far. And the one on Tuesday was a solo shot back-to-back with Yankiel Fernandez. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. An off-speed pitch in the dirt, and Kakoska waves at it. And it's now 0-2 to Kakoska. Kakoska, 9 home runs, and like Guerrero, had a 12-game hit streak around the same time as Guerrero. His ended just one day prior to Juan Guerrero. Here's the 0-2, and it's a chopper back to Rosario. Rosario will just do it himself, does not look back. Guerrero, who will now take third on the play. Kakoska is out. And with two outs in the inning and a runner at third, will bring up the catcher in Braxton Fulford. As Fulford going to try to still cut into this deficit. 5-1 our score here in the top of the sixth. Here's the pitch, and Fulford takes a fastball right down the middle at 95, and it's 0-1. As we have time real quick as the ball gets away from the bullpen, it looks like. The umpire is calling time. One strike. Runner at third is Juan Guerrero. He had an RBI double, scoring Juan Brito. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch, and Fulford out in front. It's now 0-2. Now Fulford's going to have to protect here. The Grizzlies are on the board. It's 5-1 here in the top of the sixth. Here comes the pitch. And Fulford swings and misses on an off-speed pitch in the dirt. It will go Lockwood Powell over to the first baseman Carrion, and that will end the inning. But Juan Guerrero, an RBI double. The Grizzlies cut to the deficit. One run on three hits, no errors for the Grizzlies up top. The Quakes, 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga. As we have a new pitcher for the Fresno Grizzlies. McCade Brown's night is done. One ball, no strikes to Lockwood Powell. And the next pitch is foul to the right side and out of play. And the new pitcher is the right-hander for the first time in a Fresno uniform, Raimels Rosa. So here comes the 1-1 from Rosa. And it's a slider inside. It's now 2-1. So McCade Brown is done. So Rosa now in the game. First appearance in a Fresno uniform for the right-hander as that pitch is fouled off. And it's now 2-2. So final line on McCade Brown here in the bottom of the sixth. For Brown, 5 innings of work. As here comes the 2-2. And it's in the dirt, ball 3, and the count now runs full. Brown gave up 7 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He walked 1, hit 1 batter, and he struck out 7. And right now is in line for the loss. Here comes the next pitch. It's inside, ball 4. It's a leadoff walk to Powell. And it'll bring up the third baseman, Luis Diaz. So Raimels Rosa just joined the Grizzlies on July 13th. After a couple Grizzlies were placed on the suspended list, Rosa is 6'2", 180 pounds, 23 years old. Flick. Last year played at Spokane, only pitched in 2 games before suffering an injury. And that is what he's recovering from back here. Expected to only go 1 inning tonight. He's an international free agent in 2016 by the Rockies. Here comes the 0-1. And it's a fastball that gets in there, and the count now at 1-1. So big right-hander in Raimels Rosa. First game for him in a Fresno uniform. Grizzlies in the gray. Quakes in the blue. Here's the 0-2. And it's in the dirt, and the count now goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Here comes the 1 ball, 2 strike pitch from Rosa. And it's fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count to Luis Diaz. So Rosa, as we said, 2 games last year in Spokane, suffered an injury, and now trying to come back from that as that pitch is fouled off and out of play. And when Rosa first came here, didn't know much about Rosa until E.J. Andrews just said, straight up, he's a beast. That's all I needed to know. If E.J. Andrews Jr. says that he's a beast, you know the guy's pretty good at what he does. Here comes the 1-2. And it's fouled off again to the backstop. 93 on the fastball from Rosa. And we'll do it again at the same count. Rosa's 23 years old. Here comes the 1-2. And a fly ball to left field. And that ball is gone. Into the trees it goes. And it's now 7-1 Quakes. That ball was crushed by Diaz. The third home run allowed by Grizzlies pitching tonight. First one allowed by Rosa. Comes back to haunt Rosa as Julio Carrion will now come in to the plate. He's 1-for-2, and it's 7-1. And this crowd getting into it. 11th home run for Diaz this season as the fastball is high and inside. The count at 1-0 from Rosa. For the right-hander in Rosa, career-high 4 innings pitched on August 4th, 2019. As that pitch is inside, and the count now 2-0. Rosa struck out 2 batters this year against the ACL Giants Orange team on July 5th. Here comes the 2-0. And it's a fastball that just misses. It's now 3-0. From Rosa's, now a left-hander starts to get loose in the Fresno pen. And it's the side armor, Felix Ramirez. Three balls, one strike after a 3-0 swing right there by Carrion. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed again. 3-2. 93 just powering past Carrion. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled to the right side and out of play. We'll do it again with the same count. Felix Ramirez in the pen for Fresno. Here's the pitch. It's inside, ball four. And the first three batters now, two via walk, have reached against Rosa. And it'll bring up the second baseman, Kenneth Betancourt. And here comes Mark Brewer to check on his young pitcher in Rosa. So Raymels Mackley Rosa, R-A-Y-M-E-L-L-S, M-A-C-K-E-L-L-Y, R-O-S-A, Rosa. In his career, this is his 99th game pitched. He only has two career starts, 20 saves, 139.1 innings, 127 strikeouts, 8-5 record, a 3.81 ERA, and a 1.31 whip. So 2021 was in Spokane, 2020 no season, 2019 with the Asheville Tourists, 2018 in the DSL, and then 2017 also in the DSL after signing in 2016. As the first pitch is inside, the count at 1-0 to Betancourt. Bottom of the sixth, 7-1 Quakes. Three home runs for the Quakes in this contest as that pitch is right down the middle. And it's now 1-1. Don't know what the pitch count is for Rosa, but he's only projected to go one inning. Here comes the 1-1. And it's inside. And it's a wild pitch as Carrion gets up to second base. Kind of everyone was kind of standing there not knowing exactly what happened, if it hit the bat or what happened there for Betancourt. But now runner at second. Nobody out still here in the bottom of the sixth. 7-1. Grizzlies have nine outs to play with. As that pitch flown out to right field, Fernandez, plenty of room. He will reach up, make the catch. Carrion now. Good throw from Fernandez to third. And it's way closer than it should have been. On a one bouncer from Fernandez right there. Semps applied the tag and it was not there enough. But great throw from Fernandez for the first out. And that looks to be it for Rosa. Robinson Cancel going to come out and make the move now. And probably what it was a pitch count. In part, Felix Ramirez coming in. We'll be back. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Austin Gothier will lead things off for the Quakes now, actually, against Felix Ramirez as the infield is in. Here comes the pitch. Inside for a ball. Still in the bottom of the sixth. 7-1 Quakes over the Grizzlies. Three home runs for Rancho Cucamonga in this one. Heads up over there. Count of 1-1 to the shortstop. Fourth time Gothier has come up today. Takes on the lefty and Felix Ramirez. As that pitch is in there for a called strike. 92 and it's 1-2. Felix Ramirez, a little side armor on the left side. Really, really good stuff. Ramirez is 6'4", 175 pounds, 22 years old. From Sabana de la Mar, Dominican Republic. International free agent in 2017. Here comes the 1-2. And it's fouled away again towards the right side. Now to play. And for Ramirez, 1-1, a 5.02 ERA. His 15th game all out of the pen. 14.1 innings pitched. Here's the 1-2. It's a high chopper. Brito off his glove. It's going to be a tough play over to first in time. Brito playing in. Got the ball on a bouncer. Got off his glove, the webbing. Bounced towards the second base bag. Brito quickly got to it. Threw it over to Lewis in time for the out. Almost overthrew Lewis. And no one scores on the play. So that's the second out of the inning. It goes 4-3, and now the Grizzlies can play back in their normal spots against Jake Vogel, who has a big three-run home run back in the third inning. 7-1 our score here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the 1-0 from the sidearm, Ramirez. And it's inside. Good stop from Fulford. It's now 2-0. Ramirez is about, I would say, halfway between... So, you know, pitcher's over the top. He's probably about halfway. Good angle. Really good fastball. Throwing sidearm can get up there to 95. And 92 right there. It's now 3-0 to Vogel. But I don't think you really want to face Damon Keith on deck in the zone here. Really nice kid, Felix Ramirez. Here comes a 3-0 as that pitch is inside. Ball four. So now runners at first and third. With two outs. That is the fourth walk by Fresno pitching. And I'll bring up the right fielder in Damon Keith, who also has a home run, a two-run shot back in the fifth inning. As Braxton Fulford gets his first and third signs. Ramirez, big left lanky. Big lanky lefty. As he'll come set around the belt, here comes the pitch. And it is just low, and it's 1-0. To Damon Keith, who's got his average above 300, now at 301, and 947 OPS. As a check on the runner back at first is Vogel, he's back safely standing up. And being a sidearm or even throwing that ball... Earlier this year, seeing Felix Ramirez throw a ball to first base sidearm, that is one of the scariest movements I've seen from a sidearm. You don't ever want to do that, but that's how Ramirez throws, as that pitch is foul down the left field line. It's now 1-1. It's a fun angle. And being a lefty, it's going to get a lot of looks. Here's the 1-1. The ground ball, this is Brito again. He's been super busy over to first, and that will end the inning. But another two-run home run for Rancho Cucamonga, this time off the bat of Luis Diaz, and the Quakes extend their lead to 7-1. We head to the seventh. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Top of the seventh, 7-1 Quakes. The Grizzlies have 9 outs to play with. And it's going to be 7-8-9 for the Grizzlies lineup. Ben Semps, Yorvis Torrealba, and A.J. Lewis. Here comes Ben Semps to the plate. 0-for-2 tonight against the righty Rosario, still on the bump. Here's the pitch from Rosario. Semps swings and misses. Count of no balls and one strike. Semps is 6'3", 200 pounds, 24 years old. Bats from the left side. Here's the 0-1. And it's a fastball high and away in the count of 1-1. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a recap of tonight's action. What to expect for tomorrow as we get closer to the All-Star break. Here comes the 1-1. And that pitch is low in the count now 2-1. The Grizzlies will be off for 4 days. And then we'll face the Stockton Ports for 3 games at Chancy Park. Here comes a 2-1. And it's swung on and missed. And now just effortless from the right-hander. Really good action from Rosario. Now Semps calls time. He'll regroup and try to get back into getting a hit here. Here comes the 2-2. And Semps swings and misses. 96. And Semps is down on strikes. Third strikeout for Rosario, who's been really dominant out of the pen after the spot start by Joel Ibarra. And he'll bring up Yorvis Torrealba. But so for that Stockton Ports weekend, it'll be Tacos weekend at Chancy Park. Come down the ballpark. Come wear your Grizzlies and Tacos swag. Come get the new Tacos gear in our team store. And, of course, come eat plenty of tacos at the ballpark for Tacos weekend. We will have taco trucks. Make sure you get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can call our box office at 559-320-8497. Comes the 1-1 to Torrealba, and he lines it back up the middle. Base hit. A one-out knock for Yorvis Torrealba. That's the fourth hit for Fresno, and the birthday boy is on base for first baseman A.J. Lewis. Lewis 1-for-2. He has singled in his previous at-bat. And here comes John Shoemaker as a right-hander is in the pen for Rancho Cucamonga. But so make sure you come out for Tacos weekend. Let me tell you this. It's going to be so much fun. The jerseys for the Tacos jerseys are unbelievable. Purple and black, mainly black. You see the purple around the lining and everything in between. As Rosario will exit, we'll have a new righty coming in for Rancho Cucamonga. We'll stay here. But let me tell you, those jerseys are beautiful. Former Grizzlies infielder Eddie Diaz modeled them for us on Diaz really liked them. They are sleeveless in honor of the Rockies' old-time jerseys. And really, really cool jerseys. They also have the Tacos hat. Can't go wrong with that. Looks like purple cabbage coming out of the taco. But let me tell you this. You guys are going to have an absolute blast at the ballpark. So Stockton Ports back in town. The Grizzlies have had a lot of success against Stockton. But come check out some of the future Oakland Athletics players. And, of course, your Colorado Rockies and Fresno Grizzlies. And it's going to be the right-hander Valdez. So Valdez will now pitch here for Rancho Cucamonga, wears number 24 on the back of his jersey. One out, runner at first. This will be Joan Valdez. So far we've had Joel, Jerming, and Joan for Rancho Cucamonga, all J's. As Lewis will come to the plate, 7-1 Quakes here on the top of the seventh. Runner at first, one out. Torrealba, decent speed on the bases. Here's the first pitch from Valdez. It swung on and missed, an off-speed pitch. Lewis way ahead of it, and it's 0-1. He fanned at that one. Lewis batting 238, .822 OPS. He has one home run that has come against these Quakes. Comes the 0-1, and it's outside for a ball, and the count now at 1-1. Talking to Lewis a little bit earlier today, said he'll be going back to Chicago for the All-Star break. Lives on the south side of Chicago, so he grew up technically a White Sox fan. Comes the 1-1. And it swung on and missed. Another great off-speed pitch. It's now 1-2. So a shout-out to Owen Blake, former Fresno Grizzlies ticket salesman and now working with the White Sox, listening in. Here comes the 1-2. And it swung on and missed. Another great off-speed pitch down in the zone. And Lewis down on strikes for the second out. First strikeout for Valdez. And he'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Adiel Amador. As Amador is 0-3 tonight. Here comes the pitch. And it's a fly ball to right field. It is going to get down. Keith will play on a couple hops. Gets it in quickly. Amador going to hustle towards second. The slide, the throw, the tag. He is out at second base with the tag. Amador is out. And that will end the inning as Amador tried to get to second base. Great throw, great tag. Damon Keith knows how to play right field. We've seen a couple times tonight. And Amador is out to end the inning. The Grizzlies still trail 7-1. It's stretch time here in Rancho Cucamonga. We'll be back. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field. Bottom the seventh. We just stretched here in Rancho Cucamonga. 7-1 Rancho Cucamonga up on Fresno. As we have a new pitcher for the Grizzlies. It's the left-hander Gabriel Rodriguez we'll see for the first time in a Grizzlies uniform. A hard-throwing left-hander puts in a strike to start his night. And the second pitch is swung on and missed. Another great pitch. And it's 0-2 from lefty Gabriel Rodriguez. A Rule 5 draft pick from the Braves this past offseason. And now pitching here after previously starting in the ACL. Here's the 0-2. It's an off-speed pitch and it's fouled off and remain at no balls and two strikes. Here in the bottom of the seventh, 7-1 our score. Here's the pitch from Rodriguez, and it's swung and fouled off, and Rodriguez going to go field as if it was going to go right back to him, and we'll do it again at no balls and two strikes. So Gabriel Rodriguez's first outing, bats left, throws left, 6'1", 193, 23 years old, born April 9th, 1999, in Bayamon, Puerto Rico. Last year played in the Braves system in Augusta. taking the Rule 5 draft from Atlanta. Here comes the 0-2. And it's a ground ball that's going to go to the second baseman, Brito, over to first. And that is the first out of the inning. Is Grizzlies' debut, as he'll bring up the designated hitter, Luis Rodriguez. Gabriel Rodriguez. His high school is Angel David, Rio Piedras, in Puerto Rico. This is his 46th career game. He's only started one game in his career as the first pitch is high and the count at 1-0. Now here's what's crazy. 48 career innings pitched, but 74 walks for Rodriguez. As that pitch is up the middle, it's going to be a tough play. Brito again, who's been very busy, a tough throw. He won't get there in time as Rodriguez is in there with a single. And that is the ninth hit for Rancho Cucamonga. But 48 innings pitched, 74 walks, 87 strikeouts. So what does that tell you? That tells you this guy is a little wild, but has really, really good stuff. And just from his angle alone, just watching, brings that fastball really well, and it's got really tough to read. As that pitch is inside 95, and it's 1-0. Quick mechanics from Rodriguez. But if he can hone in his strike and his command, man, this guy could be really dangerous in the future for the Rockies. Here comes the 1-0. And the pitch is outside. The count now 2-0. That's what the Rule 5 draft is all about, taking chances on some people who may not get the opportunity in their current organization. Rodriguez, a little bit on the older side, as we said, 23 years old, but with his ability, he could really shoot up this organization. As the 2-0 is inside, ball 3, the count now at 3-0. Rodriguez last year, in almost every outing, he had a walk, except in 3 outings, he did not issue a walk. Here comes the and it is in there for a called strike, 95 on the inner half of the play, and it's 3-1. Seven to one in the bottom of the seventh. Quakes up on the Grizzlies. Here at Lone Mart Field. Comes the pitch. And it's in there. Called strike. And it's now 3-2 from Rodriguez. Grizzlies a little bit on the quiet side on the offensive side. Pitching has allowed 3 home runs. McCade Brown, decent outing. Just hasn't gotten the run support tonight. Comes to 3-2. And it's just outside, and Fulford doesn't know where that missed. And that is a one-out walk. So now first and second with one out, and it'll bring up the third baseman, Luis Diaz. That's the fifth walk by Fresno pitching tonight. At least every pitcher has issued at least one walk. And it'll bring up Luis Diaz, who demolished a 2-run home run in his last at bat. And if he gets a hold of one here, put this game out of reach. 7-1 our score here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the first pitch from Rodriguez, and it's inside and it hits Diaz. And Diaz down in a heap at the plate. I think it hit him in the ankle or the leg, and he's going to get checked on by the trainer. It's Ike Cato going to go out and check on Diaz. That's a hard pitch to get hit by. Oh, that hurts. That hurts up here in the booth. Oh, a fastball running in, and it hits you in the leg. Oh, boy. Never feels good. So now the bases are loaded with one out, and it'll bring up Julio Carrion. And he is going to head to first base. They're running with him. John Shoemaker, what a guy. John Shoemaker and Robinson Cancel are the only two managers in the California League who are returning for their second season. Now, Lipso who is with San Jose. He's been with the Giants before, but not his second straight season with them. But John Shoemaker, Robinson Cancel, these two teams are the only managers who are returning for their second season. John Shoemaker, one of the best, though, in this business. So bases loaded, one out. 7-1 Quakes, they're looking to add on to it. It's the lefty in Rodriguez as the first pitch is off of Fulford's glove. It's going to be a play at the plate, the tag. He is out at the plate. Rodriguez tried to score. Fulford, the flip over to Rodriguez covering. Rodriguez applies the tag, and he is out at the plate. So trying to advance on the play. It's going to go 2-1 on the out. So now two outs in, runners at second and third. And just like that, the Grizzlies are out away from getting out of this jam. Here's the pitch. And it's swung and fouled off, and it's now 1-1. Man, what a play right there from Fulford. Not only that, is Fulford such a good catcher in general, but also a good hitter. But Fulford behind the plate is so valuable for these Grizzlies. Here's the pitch. It's an off-speed pitch inside. It's now 2-1. But Braxton Fulford this year, throwing out base runners, bringing up this stat, 24 caught stealing and 57 attempts. That's a 42% clip. 2-2. The Grizzlies as a whole, 35 caught stealing in 89 attempts, 0.393%, so 39%. Now, that wasn't a caught stealing, but it just shows what the Grizzlies can do with runners in on base that try to advance. It's hard to do it against this Fresno team, especially Fulford. Here's the 2-2, and it is called strike three, and Rodriguez is out of the inning with no damage. A big strikeout for Rodriguez as the Grizzlies will come to play in the top of the eighth, trailing 7-1. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Top of the eighth here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Beautiful night for baseball. Game three of this six-game series between your Fresno Grizzlies and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. 7-1 Quakes here in the top of the eighth. But the Grizzlies, after getting out of that jam, see if their offense now will come in on this play. Juan Brito will lead things off. As we'll have a new pitcher for Rancho Cucamonga. It's number 36, Gabe Emmett. Emmett, 6'5", 175 pounds, 19th round draft pick in 2021. Here comes the pitch to Juan Brito, and he will ground it, base hit to left field, and Brito's on. He will stay. No, he's going to try for two. Here comes the throw. No throw. Brito, a stand-up double. And this is what the Grizzlies were looking for. That is their sixth hit in tonight's game. And a big double right there from Britos will bring up Yankiel Fernandez, who's 0-3. So Gabe Emmett on the bump against now Yankiel Fernandez. For Emmett, 0-0, 11 ERA. This is his seventh game, all out of the bullpen. Nine innings pitched. He's allowed 11 earned runs. Here comes the pitch. And it's outside for a ball at 94 in the count at 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And that's a line drive to right field, base hit. Brito is going to round third. He's going to stop there. Yankiel Fernandez has a single. And now runners at the corners with nobody down. As I said, that strikeout by Rodriguez, if the Grizzlies can get something going, that strikeout might help them. First and third, nobody down. Guerrero. 2-for-3, a double and an RBI. And the pitch to Guerrero, line drive, right field. It is caught by Damon Keith in right field. It's going to be a sack fly as Juan Brito comes in to score. What a catch by Keith in right. It is a sacrifice fly, second RBI for Guerrero. Brito comes in to score. First out of the inning. It's now 7-2 as he'll bring up the left fielder, Zach Kokoska. So Guerrero, at least, brings in the run, but it starts with that Juan Brito double. So again, Guerrero and Brito involved in these plays tonight. Here's the pitch to Kokoska inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Against Gabe Emmett, E-M-M-E-T-T, big right-hander. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, almost hitting Kokoska. He did get hit by the pitch. He will head over to first base. I don't know exactly where it caught him. I guess Shin is calling him back. So I guess it wasn't a hit by pitch. All right there. So now it's 2-0. So Kokoska now. He's going to have to put his gloves back on, get his bat from the bat boy again. Didn't think he was hit by a pitch. Kokoska thought he was. He started heading to first. Shin brought him back. So it's 2-0, one out, runner at first. 7-2 our score here in the top of the eighth. Kokoska is now ready to go. Here's the pitch. And Kokoska, high chopper. This is the first baseman. Going to go to second for one, but no throw to first base. Kokoska's there safely on the fielder's choice. Brito is out. So now runner at first, two outs, and it'll bring up the catcher, Braxton Fulford. So we'll see what Fulford does here with two outs. And he will take a ball low on the count of one ball, no strikes. From Gabe Emmett. Here's the pitch. And it's outside, ball two. Another pitch that misses outside. And here's the pitch to Fulford. That's a high chopper. This is a third baseman, Diaz. Diaz over to first, and he will make the out. Sacrifice fly brings in another run. It's 7-2 as we head to the eighth. Quakes lead the Grizzlies. You're listening to the Grizzlies on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field. 7-2 Quakes here in the bottom of the eighth. Gabriel Rodriguez back out for his second inning of work. The left-hander will now face 9-1-2. Kenneth Betancourt will lead things off. Here comes the pitch from the lefty, and it's a fastball that just misses outside in the count at 1-0. From Gabriel Rodriguez. Second inning of work now for Rodriguez. Here's the pitch. And it's a fastball at 93, and that's a called strike, and it's now 1-1. Rodriguez has really dazzling stuff. Just really gets on top of you with all of his pitches. A lot of movement, especially on that slider. Here's the 1-1. Fastball is going to go just to the right of us, and it's now 1-2. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll follow tonight's action. We'll give you a rundown of tonight's game and what to expect for tomorrow. The Grizzlies, 3 outs to play with. If they lose tonight, they'll try to go right back at it again to get revenge tomorrow night. Brian Castillo on the bump for Fresno. As that pitch is lined to left field, it is fair ball into the corner. Betancourt is going to at least get 2 bases out of it, and he will stop at second base with a leadoff double. So that's the 10th hit now for Rancho Cucamonga, and it'll bring up Austin Gauthier, the shortstop, for the 5th time tonight. A single, a hit by pitch, and 2 runs scored. Four has really been a thorn in the sides for Fresno in this series, not only defensively, but also at the plate. A home run the other night. And the guy just continues to get the job done for Rancho Cucamonga. Comes the pitch from Rodriguez, and it's a check swing. He did go around on a pitch in the dirt, and the count at 0-1. Shout out to my family listening back in Colorado. Thanks for tuning in. Mom, Dad, Allie, Tony, and Danny, thanks for listening. And, of course, Coda Bear. Here comes the 0-1. And that ball is in the dirt, and the count now 1-1. So Gabriel Rodriguez and Raymils Rosa both pitching today for the first time for the Grizzlies. Both guys joined the team on July 13th. Those were the most recent transactions for Fresno. Here comes the 1-1, and it's outside for a ball as Fulford goes sprawling to make that play. It's now 2-1. Again, really hard fastball from Rodriguez. The reason those two guys, Rodriguez and Rosa, joined the Grizzlies is because of 3-game suspensions from Juan Mejia and Ever Moya. And they're from the brawl on Saturday against San Jose as that pitch is swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Not really a brawl, more a scuffle. Both guys involved in it, though. And their actions resulted in a suspension for 3 games. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's a pitch from Rodriguez, and it's low for a ball at 94, and it's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Damon Keith waits on deck. Jake Vogel waits on deck. Damon Keith will wait his turn as well, as Rodriguez will step off. Fulford gets ready back into his crouch. Fulford, nice red catcher's gear right before July 4th, the big game there. As that pitch is called a strike on the inner half of the plate, down goes Gauthier. Second strikeout for Rodriguez, and another big one as well. And it'll bring up center fielder Jake Vogel, who had a 3-run homer back in the third. And one of the difference makers right now is we'll have a mound visit here by Fresno. 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, 5 p.m. on Sunday. The All-Star break from July 18th through the 21st, and then back home for 3 games against the Stockton Ports. And for the Grizzlies, if they can go into the All-Star break on a winning streak, come out of it, try to just get healthy, stay hot, going into the playoffs. That's right. The Grizzlies have already clinched a playoff berth. Second straight season doing so. And the first team again to clinch a playoff berth in the California League. Here comes the pitch. And it's a called strike at 93, and the count at no balls and one strike. The Grizzlies won 4-2 on June 22nd at Chichansey Park against the Modesto Nuts to clinch a playoff berth. And it was a little scary towards the end of that playoff first half run for the Fresno Grizzlies as that pitch is fouled to the right side and out of play. It's now 0-2 to Vogel. The Grizzlies went into their series against the San Jose Giants, and all they needed were two wins. Won the first game on Tuesday. Jared Candy was sensational. And then lost Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Five in a row as that pitch is low in the count now. One ball and two strikes. So that ended up putting San Jose just two games out of first place against Fresno and had the head-to-head. Well, San Jose ended up beating Stockton on Tuesday, so the Grizzlies had to beat Modesto, and they did so. Beat Modesto, a very close game. Fastballs outside, it's 2-2. The Grizzlies maintained their lead and only needed one more win. And they got it that Wednesday night. Great outing from Case Williams, 4-2 the final in that one. As they held on to win, here's the 2-2. Fly ball center field. Guerrero going back. He will make the catch. Tagging and heading to third is Betancourt. That's a long, loud out for Vogel. Got around on that fastball from Rodriguez on the 2-2 offering. But he is retired. And will bring up right fielder Damon Keith. So the Grizzlies end up clinching. And San Jose had won that night. So Fresno would have somehow lost either of those games or both of them, San Jose would be the ones with that first half berth and first half clinch in the playoff berth. But now here, two outs here in the top of the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies have three outs to play with in the ninth, down 7-2 to Rancho Cucamonga. As Rodriguez looks in for his signs. Against Damon Keith, who is 2-for-4. And the pitch is swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch from Rodriguez, and it's 0-1. Talking about the California League, let's go around the league right now. Top of the sixth, Visalia leads San Jose 7-6. It was 5-3 Giants after three innings. So Visalia making a little bit of a comeback as that 0-1 pitch is in the dirt. It's now one ball and one strike. Visalia has been very strong in the second half. 9-8 record. Despite a 29-54 overall record, but 9-8 in the second half, just one game out of first place. And that first place team is Lake Elsinore. We'll tell you that score in a sec. Here comes the 1-1. And it's a line drive, base hit to center field. That will score at least one. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Keith will round second, and he will get in there with an RBI double. And it's now 8. Third hit allowed by Rodriguez. And with two outs, he'll bring up left fielder Junior Garcia. And they're going to check on Damon Keith at second base. While we have that there, so back to Lake Elsinore. So Lake Elsinore trailing Modesto by a score of 4-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Modesto, if they win tonight and Fresno ends up losing this one, they'll be tied for the best record in the California League Northern Division, but Fresno already clinched a playoff spot, so Modesto's just trying to play for a spot in the playoffs. And then the other score in the league right now, Inland Empire trails Stockton 4-2, but Inland Empire, a couple runners on with one out in the top of the sixth. Stockton 5-12 in the second half. Inland Empire's 9-8. Inland Empire trying to get to 500 overall in the season, 41-42. If they end up pitching Kelvin Cesaris in the series too, he's been fantastic. Already just came off of the pitcher of the week, his second time doing so this season for Inland Empire and the 66ers. The Grizzlies will go to Inland Empire later this year as the first pitch is swung on a miss by Garcia in the dirt, and it's 0-1. Inland Empire has not visited Chichansey Park yet, the only California League team that hasn't done so. The Grizzlies have been to every other ballpark in the California League, Rancho Cucamonga, the last place to visit. But Inland Empire will not visit Fresno possibly until 2023, unless Inland Empire makes it to the playoffs. And there's a possibility that they could visit downtown Fresno and Chicchansey Park. But Inland Empire trailing 4-2 in the sixth. Modesto up 4-1 in the sixth against Lake Elsinore. Visalia beating San Jose 7-6. That pitch is high. It's now 2-1 from Rodriguez to Garcia. Tonight's paid crowd, 1,303.33. Tonight's paid crowd, good crowd on hand. They've been into every pitch. Here comes the 2-1. And it's inside for a ball. The count now at 3-1 from Rodriguez. Rodriguez now will be pitch number 42 for him. 23 strikes of those 42. Here comes the 3-1. And it's outside, ball four. And Garcia draws a walk. First time he's reached base today. Second walk by Rodriguez. And he'll now bring up Rodriguez. So Rodriguez will face Rodriguez. Still no one in the Grizzlies pen. Rancho Cucamonga, they have a guy there, but not throwing. As Luis Rodriguez comes to the plate. But a great night for baseball here in Rancho Cucamonga. And thank the Quake staff for being so nice so far this series. And show me around the ballpark, telling me about the food, and love the energy here in Rancho Cucamonga. That pitch is called a strike, and it's 0-1. A good crowd again tonight here for the Quakes, and can't wait to see what their Friday, Saturday, Sunday bring for the rest of the weekend. Here's the pitch, 8-2 our score in the bottom of the eighth. And that swung and fouled to the left side, and it's now 0-2 against Rodriguez. The Quakes have 11 hits tonight, and the only guy who has not gotten a hit just walked in Garcia. Here comes the 0-2. And a fastball that just gets right past him, and Rodriguez gets out of it. But another RBI double from Damon Keith. It's 8-2. Grizzlies, 3 outs to play with, down 6. Let's see if the comeback claws are at Lomar Field. Top of the ninth here in Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. 8-2 Quakes. They are 3 outs away from taking 2 of the first 3 games of this 6-game series. As the Grizzlies will bring up 7-8-9. Ben Semmes will lead things off for Fresno. And speaking of Grizzlies, we talked a little about him earlier. Zach Vain just recorded his 40th stolen base in the Northwest League. Congratulations to Zach Vain. 40 stolen bases. Wow. As here comes the first pitch to Ben Semmes. And it is low for a ball. And the count of 1-0 from Emmett, who is on for his second inning of work. The righty's going to try to finish things off here for Rancho Cucamonga. Here's the pitch. It's outside. Now the count at 2-0. 92 on that fastball. 3. Did I have a hit last night as well? Here's the pitch. And it's a line drive to center. It is going to stay just up for Jake Vogel for the first out of the inning. Samson on the screws, but right at Vogel. And with one out, he'll bring up the designated hitter in Yervis Torrealba. So Torrealba will come to the plate. He's 1-for-3. Again, happy birthday to Yervis Torrealba. Him and his dad, Yervis, became the first Grizzlies father-son duo to ever play for the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed, and counted no balls and a strike. Yervis, currently a coach in the Rockies system, and a former Fresno Grizzlies catcher. And a ball gets away from the bullpen, and they'll do it again at no balls and one strike. So Torrealba has the baseball blood. Here's the 0-1, and that pitch is fouled to the backstop. It's 0-2. Torrealba started the year in high A Spokane. Wasn't playing on an everyday basis. Really good group of guys out there. Vladimir Restituyo in center field. Zach Veen in right field. And then the Grizzlies called up. They had Braden Ward called up there, and he was playing a lot of time in left. And Torrealba, not getting a lot of playing time, came down here, and he's playing almost every day. Here comes the 0-2, and it's outside for a ball, and it's now 1-2. Torrealba, really, really, really good guy. Speaks both Spanish and English. Born in Caracas, Venezuela. But lives in Miami as that pitch is fouled off and it's 1-2. Torrealba is 6 feet, 195 pounds. Born today. Drafted the 20th round in 2019. Here comes the 1-2. And it's inside. Good pitch. Just misses. It's 2-2. Grizzlies down to their final two strikes. Or two outs. Here comes a 2-2. And it's foul. Great off-speed pitch on the hands of Torrealba. And all you can do on that play is just foul it to the right side. That's really all you can do on that. Nothing else. So Torrealba just fighting off, staying alive. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, ball three on a fastball at 94, and the count now full to Torrealba. The Grizzlies going to try to put some kind of last miracles run here. We have seen comebacks before, so can't count out the Grizzlies yet. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed, an off-speed pitch, and Torrealba down on strikes. A big strikeout right there for Emmett, his first of the night. And with two outs, he'll bring up first baseman A.J. Lewis, and again, we might have a pitching change. There's two outs in the ninth inning, and John Shoemaker coming to check on his pitcher, and that is actually going to do it for Emmett. So Emmett's done with two outs in the ninth inning. We're just going to stay right here. We're going to stay right here as the new pitcher comes in. So unless Emmett was on a pitch count or something like that, but you got to finish with a strike. Pretty good for Emmett. Comes in and does allow a run, but pretty good effort for him. 1 2/3 of work. So the Quakes will have a new pitcher. It's going to be Madison Jeffrey is the pitcher. So Madison Jeffrey is the pitcher. So right into the book. Jeffrey's now the fifth Rancho Cucamonga pitcher, a right-hander. Jeffrey is 6 foot, 190 pounds. Went to West Virginia. Mountain Mama, take me home. Right now the Grizzlies are down 8-2 here in the top of the ninth, one out away. And for A.J. Lewis, he's going to see another pitcher. This is now the third pitcher that A.J. Lewis will face, and the first batter that the new pitcher faces is A.J. Lewis tonight. Unbelievable. But the Grizzlies tonight just really stymied by the home run ball. Really didn't get the bats going tonight. Brito scored both runs. Guerrero's both RBIs. We'll take on Madison Jeffrey. Jeffrey just needs one out for Jeffrey. 2-2, 5.33 ERA. Two saves, his 24th game, or 25th game, all out of the pen. Here comes the pitch. And it's a strike. The count of no balls and one strike. Grizzlies down to the final two strikes and last out. With A.J. Lewis as Adil Amador waits on deck. Lewis going to try to just extend this game. And that is an automatic ball. We almost made it through the night without one. It's now 1-1. First violation tonight. It's going to be on Jeffrey. And Jeffrey will come set around the belt. Here comes the pitch. And it's a ground ball foul down the right field line. That's exactly where Lewis put that double last night in the seventh inning. Right in the same spot. Shoot it to the right side. Good things can happen. Go to the opposite field. It's now 1-2. As the Quakes get excited as they look to take this one over the Grizzlies. 8-2. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll wrap it up pretty quickly tonight. Here's the 1-2. Outside for a ball, and it's now 2-2. Jeffrey, good pitch right there. 98 on that one. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 8-2 our score here in the ninth. Grizzlies down to their last strike. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled off. And we'll do it again with the same count. Beautiful night here in Rancho Cucamonga. As the Grizzlies will try to get back in the win column tomorrow if they can't hold on in this one. Here comes the pitch. And it's low for a ball. Good take from Lewis. Tough pitch right there. 83 in the dirt. The count now full. Three balls and two strikes. Pit attendance, 1,333. As we try to finish this game. Here's the pitch. And it's a high pop-up. It's on the infield. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? It's going to be... dropped! It's fair! It's now foul! It was fair for half second and it goes foul. No one caught it between the catcher and Lockwood Powell and the first baseman Carrion. They couldn't decide who won it. It drops. It landed in fair territory and then it goes foul and Lewis will have to do it again. Oh, how unfortunate. Man, nice little laugh to finish this one. Top of the ninth. Oh, man. It dropped, and then it went foul. Oh, man. I don't think Lockwood Powell wanted anything to do with that one. He would have had to go towards the field instead of the first man carry on. It's been a tough play for Jeffrey, too. I mean, kind of one of those no-man lands in the infield. Comes the 3-2. And it's outside, ball four, and Lewis draws a walk, and he'll take his time getting down to first base. So a two-out walk, and it'll bring up Adil Amador for the fifth time tonight. That's only the third walk for Fresno tonight. Good control overall tonight. Jermaine Rosario was fantastic for Rancho Cucamonga, and really good night overall for Rancho pitching against a very, very good Grizzlies offense. As Amador comes to the plate, here comes the pitch. And it's low for a ball in the count of 1-0. Juan Brito waits on deck, and Amador just doing some stretches with the bat as well. Grizzlies still down to their final out. 8-2 here in the ninth. For everyone who's tuned in tonight. Here comes the pitch, and it's line. Base hits a right field, and Amador has his second hit of the game from first and now possibly to third, and Lewis is out! What a throw from Damon Keith, and Lewis is out at third to end the game. Damon Keith has had a game over in right field. A couple great catches, a couple throws to get guys out at specific spots on the diamond, and the Quakes win 8-2. Again, Amador with a single and another putout. 9-5 on the putout. Damon Keith ends it. Damon Keith, three hits, three RBIs, including a home run, and a couple big outs defensively. Man, Damon Keith, really the thorn in the side for the Grizzlies tonight. 8-2, our final. We'll be back for the postgame show right after this. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field and Rancho Cucamonga. Final score tonight, Quakes 8, Grizzlies 2. And the Quakes have now taken two of the first three games of this series. And tonight, it really was the long ball for Rancho Cucamonga. Three of them, to be exact. It really started in the third inning, the three-run home run, first of the year for Jake Vogel. And then in the fifth, a two-run homer from Damon Keith. And then Luis Diaz, a two-run homer in the sixth. And at that point, it was pretty much over. It was 7-1 at that point. And the Quakes added one on an RBI double from Damon Keith. Damon Keith had himself a ball game. Let me tell you that. 3-for-5, home run, double, 3 RBIs, a run scored. He was fantastic. For the Grizzlies, Juan Guerrero, both RBIs, an RBI double, and a sacrifice fly. Juan Brito scored both RBI or both runs. He walked and doubled before scoring in both of them. Tonight's winning pitcher is Rosario, Jermaine Rosario. He now improves to 3-6. The losing pitcher is McCade Brown. He is now 2-4. Time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 29 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,333. The Grizzlies only 8 hits tonight. Adiel Amador had 2 hits. Juan Guerrero had 2 hits. Juan Brito, Yankiel Fernandez each a hit. Yorvis Torrealba and A.J. Lewis a hit. Guerrero and Brito both had doubles in tonight's game. 3 walks for Fresno as well. But Damon Keith, a couple throwouts also for him defensively. He was fantastic to be here. Plain and simple, he has shown everything possible offensively, defensively, tonight specifically. The Dodgers really need to look at this guy. He may not be here much longer if he continues up this, and unfortunately for the Grizzlies, they wish he was gone already, as that's how good Damon Keith is. He has been a bright spot for the Quakes this season, Damon Keith. So the final lines again for your Fresno Grizzlies, 2 runs on 8 hits, no errors. The Grizzlies are now 52-32 overall, 11-7 in the second half, and if Modesto holds on tonight, Modesto will be tied with Fresno for the best record in the California League Northern Division, but Fresno will still have the best overall record. For the victorious in hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, 8 runs on 11 hits, no errors. They improved to 44-40 overall. They're now 8-10 here in the second half, and the Quakes trying to get themselves back in the California League Southern Division. And I think we're both kind of rooting for the same team tonight. I think we're both rooting for Lake Elsinore. If Lake Elsinore wins the second half, the Quakes possibly get into the playoffs. So I think both teams tonight are rooting for Lake Elsinore to beat Modesto. 5-4 Lake Elsinore in the bottom of the seventh. So again, Fresno, 2 runs on 8 hits, no errors. Rancho Cucamonga, 8 runs on 11 hits, no errors. Rosario, 3-6, he gets the win. McCade Brown gets the loss. He is now 2-4, no save. Time of game, 2 hours, 29 minutes. In front of a paid crowd of 1,333. So that's for game 3 of the 6-game series. Now for tomorrow night for game 4. Right-hand pitcher Brian Castillo gets the ball for the Fresno Grizzlies. A 1-4 record, a 5.32 ERA. You're going to see a hard-throwing right-hander in Brian Castillo as he will look for his second win of the season. He is countered by right-hand pitcher River Ryan, who is 1-2 with a 3.74 ERA. And Ryan, I've heard, is fantastic. The Grizzlies have not seen the right-hander yet. He was part of the ACL Padres in 2021. Was part of a trade with the Padres this season in 2022. So it'll be the right-hander Brian Castillo and then the right-hander River Rock. 6:30 p.m. first pitch. Pre-game show starts at 6:20 p.m. on FresnoGrizzlies.com and MILBStreamGuys.com. The Grizzlies will look for revenge in Game 4 of 6 in this series. For Thursday Night Baseball, though, our final score, the Quakes, win Game 3, 8-2 over your Fresno Grizzlies. However you are listening and wherever you're listening, thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. I'm Stephen Rice, signing off from Lone Mart Field.